Well, as I said before, we recorded sudden death. I lost my daughter suddenly to suicide, and it was overwhelming. The second category is premature death, and certainly when you die at 31 for whatever reason, whether it's self-inflicted or not, that's premature death. And how does that differ from sudden death?
Well, first of all, yes, your daughter's death was absolutely premature. The concept of premature death goes all the way up to somebody dying a year before their life expectancy to somebody that dies in the first 6 months, a child that dies in the first 6 months of life. Both are premature. When my father died, my father was 70. At that time, his life expectancy was about 72, 73. And if he would have lived another year, he would have seen my oldest son, named after him, David Canine, he would have seen him graduate from high school. So I felt cheated. It was only just a year or two, but I felt cheated. He was sick. I wouldn't want him here in pain. But premature death is anything less than life expectancy. Right now, for the American male, it's 75, approximately 75. For the American female, it's 84. So when you have a woman who dies prior to age 84, it's premature death. And when you have a male die before their life expectancy of 74, 75, it's premature death. Now, we normally think of premature death as the death of a child. And I have to say, the most difficult death that I deal with and have for 30 years is the death of a child. There's a reason for that, and possibly in one of our interviews, we will kind of talk about that. But premature death is anything less than life expectancy.
It's so interesting you say that. Talking with a friend the other day, whose father is 99. He's still living alone, believe it or not. I hadn't heard of anybody living that long and living alone, with help from family nearby, etc. But the point is, even when he dies, because he had been living alone, if he dies tomorrow, that would be a shock. It's almost like every death is a little premature than what you expect, because we don't have an expiration date on us. But I know that's kind of off the topic and not a typical premature death.
No, that's true. But let me say one thing about that. The greater the expectation, the greater the disappointment. So you can have a mother or father who's 90 years old, still driving a car, still mentally alert, you know, has great cognition. And if they die suddenly, it seems like you're cheated because they were in such good health. So yes, there is that factor. But I think generally people, especially the medical profession today, Eli, they look at life expectancy. So if you're a male and you come in the hospital at 80 years of age and you're not doing well, trust me, the first thing they'll think of is you're 5 years past your life expectancy.
And so lastly, when you meet with people, do you take that into account, that no matter how long their loved one has lived, there's the sense that they died before I was ready for them to die, so to speak?
Yes, I do. And I try to get the family and those that loved the person who died, I tried to get them to focus on the quality of life and not the quantity of the years. And that's a whole nother subject that we need to discuss at some point. But the quality of life of a person's life is very, very important.